Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and you're listening to the Health Wellbridge podcast. Why planting trees is more important than ever before. World Earth Day was on 22nd April, and from 14th April to 22nd of the April, the world was celebrating Earth Week. On Earth Day, I planted more trees. That way, I participated in the Canopy Project by the World Earth Day Foundation. EarthDay.org is the global organizer of the Earth Day. They're also the largest recruiter of environmental movements worldwide. The theme for Earth Day in 2023 was Invest in Our Planet. But why do you need to restore our Earth? I have shared about my love for trees, flowers, and nature. While a beautiful flower gives me much pleasure, it's the shade of a mango tree that gives me respite from the burning, angry summer sun. There's a heat wave here in West Bengal, and the only thing that gives me respite is a cool spot. While traveling by car, I wanted to keep a few plants inside the car and maybe a few on the roof. Even though the air conditioning was working full speed, the car couldn't cool down. Will having plants work to keep the car cool? Is that a viable option? It may, but might need a lot of plants and a good system to keep it all in place. When I go to pick up my daughter from school, I see mango orchards on one side and barren land on the other. Some development work is planned, but not happening for the last 5 years. In that depressing view of barren land, there's an oval of sparkling clear water, a man-made pond, and a lush green rectangle of trees. There are at least 50 tall mahogany trees with their evergreen tops and tall trunks holding hands and creating shade. I wish to plant trees and create a forest, even if it takes all my life. My husband, our daughter, and I started on this journey in the October of 2020. And things are going well. But it takes time to grow a forest. That's the bad news. The good news is we at least got started. During the COVID pandemic, we had reason to invest in a little plot of land close to the small town where we live. We wanted to play in open fields. Together with a few friends, we visit every Sunday to water the plants and play there. All the other days, we have someone water the plants for us. The good thing about trees is, once they get rooted, and if there are bigger trees around, they form an underground community of roots. And their branches, together with the soil microbes, help each other get enough water and nutrients. It's imperative to have trees around if you want to grow this community. But why invest in our planet? Just like humans, plants thrive in good company and shrivel in bad ones. The trick is to do your research and plant local trees and plants for the best result. When I'm no longer there to see these plants grow, I hope they still give shade to those who sit underneath them. Doing a little bit every day is what this year's Cause a Chatter by Block Chatter is all about. That's why planting trees is even more important now than before. Restore our earth is a quest. Investing in our planet is a life goal. It also gives you back in this life and even beyond. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast.